Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about opening our eyes and seeing what God is doing, what He has done, what He desires to do, to be careful in our observation. And the things that we observe with our eyes, the things that we observe by the way we live. And so we kind of look at that word in a variety of ways. Today we're going to talk about and pray about observing God's provision. Genesis chapter 21, verse 19 says, "Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And so she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink." A little context. Abraham had kind of given up on God's promise and at least allowed his wife to talk him into giving up on God's promise and had taken Sarah's servant, Hagar, as a concubine, had a child with her, Ishmael. And things were, I guess, okay, until Sarah had a child, the child of promise, Isaac. And then a conflict arose. And Sarah was jealous. She was afraid. She was uncertain as to what would happen with her son and the conflict that would exist between the two boys. And so she convinced Abraham, and he definitely went along with it and was a party to it, of sending Hagar and Ishmael off on their own to banish them from their sight, and had packed some food and the skin of water, and off they went in the desert. The water ran out, and, well, Hagar decided to hide, place Ishmael under a bush in some shade, and then went off by herself because she could not bear the thought and the act of watching her son die. She weeps and she cries out to God, and she expresses her raw emotions of being abandoned. And we come to the verse I read today, that in the midst of her despair, in the midst of her greatest need, God opened her eyes so that she could see His provision. Water. The one thing that she needed the most at that time. We don't know all of the details. We know that the rest of the story is that Ishmael became a great nation, as had been told by God would create great conflict with the nation that would come from Isaac. But the heart of what I want to talk about and pray about today is that ability to have God open our eyes so that we see His provision, especially for our greatest need. And I think one of the difficult things that we have about this concept is we often live life feeling like we're in need. Not all of our needs are met, and that we don't have everything that we want, and life is difficult and things aren't easy. And where's God in the midst of all of this? And it's kind of fascinating because we live life in that way. And when things are just day-to-day routine, life is normal, it becomes easy to fall into that mode of questioning God and His presence and His provision. And then when things really get bad, somehow it seems easier to see God at work. I've stood in homes of people who could look up from their bedroom and see the stars on a clear night because, well, part of the roof was now in the bedroom. From a storm damage, from a tree coming through, from a tree that's still limb in the house, through the house, on the house. And it's fascinating, when God sends people to help in the midst of disaster, the greatest response is an awareness of how He protected them, of how He's helping them, of how He's providing. And sometimes the provision is comfort over loss of a loved one. And there becomes a recognition in the moments and the times of our greatest need that our greatest need really is God. Our greatest need is to be reconciled with Him. And God's desire in those moments when we look around and we determine that life is unfair and things aren't working out like we want them to, that we may as well just give up and give in, He wants to open our eyes so that we would see the living water that He provides. The water that Jesus talked about, the water that Jesus is, so that we could drink from that well, that we could take in Jesus and live. And when we begin to recognize how God has shown up, how He has opened our eyes so that we would draw near to Jesus, we begin to see His presence in the midst of all of those other times when we think that He's abandoned us, when we think that no one cares, in those times where we don't have what we want, where we don't have what we need. Sometimes the greatest hurdle that we have is that simple opening of our eyes and observing what God's providing. Life often, and I would say more often than not, doesn't hand us what we want. And so life gets discouraging and life gets difficult and we become disillusioned and we question, where's God in the midst of today? Where's God in the midst of this pain? Where's God in the midst of this loss? And the good news is those are not bad questions. In fact, those are questions that help us, because it's a crying out to God and asking that He would open our eyes so that we could see. The God that says He will never leave us nor forsake us does not abandon us in the times of our greatest need. But He provides. Not always what we ask for, not always what we want. But He provides what is right in the moment. Life happens. Bad things happen. We live in a world that's filled with sin. None of us that I know of like when loved ones die, especially when it's a tragic circumstance, especially when it's in the midst of a battle of life and death, and we cry out to God to bring healing and to restore their life. And they die. And God, even in those moments of our greatest darkness, says, open your eyes to see my provision. I've made a way that they don't die, even when the body dies. I've made a way that they can live eternally, but I've also made a way for you to find comfort and hope. And for every circumstance, from the things that would be much less drastic to the very extreme, God says, open your eyes and see how Jesus brings help, how Jesus brings hope, how Jesus provides to meet your greatest need. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Even in the midst of our darkest hours, our darkest days, the times where we question where you're at and what you're doing and why we can't see, your love is still poured out upon us, and your love desires for us to have our eyes open that we can see your provision. Not the provision that we want all the time, not the provision that we're crying for all the time, but the provision that we need. And so, Father, whether that provision today is patience, whether it's endurance, whether it's courage, whether it's boldness, whether it's comfort, whether it's whatever, may we open our eyes and see the things that you're providing. And in the midst of all of us, may our eyes be open fully to the greatest provision that you give, and that's salvation through the blood of Jesus. By putting our faith in him, by following his commands and instructions, the teachings that he told us to not only obey, but to teach others to obey, may we understand that great provision. That even in death and in our own death, that we've prepared by dying to self, being buried with Christ, and being raised to walk that new life. And as we experience that here on earth through our baptism, and we are prepared for that physical death, knowing in the same way that we died in that water and rose again, that we die in flesh and rise in spirit. And Father, may we not only open our eyes to how you provide in the times where we cry out to you, but may we also have our eyes open to how you use us to be the instruments of your provision to others. People today that are crying out in grief and in pain and in need and in want, may we spend time listening to you and paying attention to others so that we would be the instruments of your provision when it's your desire to provide help and hope. May the people around us today see that in us. And Father, as we have our eyes open to your provision, may we see Jesus as the greatest provision that you've ever given. The one that resolves our greatest need. And may we lift him up daily so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.